100 years before I saw the light of morn. In Edinburgh's Cowgate, James Connolly was born. The streets of Little Ireland was home for many years. From the Westport to St. Mary's Street, you feel them very near. Oh, how I love to walk in the footsteps of young James Connolly. Oh, how I love to walk in the footsteps of that great man. Well, in 1911 to Belfast he came to organise the union, the women and the men. The Orange men and bishops, they were most terrified to see Catholic and Protestant march side by side. Here's to his non-sectarian band marching through Belfast for the union's demands. The fife and the drum scorn the old Orange tricks and the ancient Hibernian stones and sticks. Oh, how I love to walk in the footsteps of young James Connolly. Oh, how I love to walk in the footsteps of that great man. The national question was clear in his mind. For an Irish Republic, the workers must rise. Revolution was needed, reforms would never do, and the number of counties would be 32. Oh, how I love to walk in the footsteps of young James Connolly. Oh, how I love to walk the footsteps of that great man. If you're walking through the Cowgate this dark and lonely night, remember young James Connolly and keep the flame alight. The social and the national is swam in both those streams, for a socialist republic of Ireland was a dream. Oh, how I love to walk in the footsteps of young James Connolly. Oh, how I love to walk in the footsteps of that great man.